We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9 and WBBMNewsRadio.com.
It's 8:03 on Thursday morning. That weekend is already in sight. So good to have you joining us. I'm Cisco Cotto. My Martinez is off today. We have a lot of clouds, a few occasional peaks at the sun, and some pop-up rain or snow showers today as we have a high of 42 degrees. Right now we have 37 degrees at O'Hare, 39 at Midway. Downtown along Chicago's lakefront, it's 38 degrees. We'll tell you all about tomorrow and your weekend in your five-day forecast coming up from AccuWeather at 8:15. Our top local story on WBBM, a fast food employee is in the hospital after being shot on the job in Chatham early this morning. WBBM's Nancy Hardy has more.
The woman was working the drive-through window of the Wendy's in a strip mall near 87th and Lafayette, just off the Dan Ryan, at around 1 a.m. when Chicago police say a man or teen in a vehicle began arguing with her and fired shots into the restaurant. Police say the 20-year-old was hit in the arm and paramedics took her to the hospital initially in fair condition. No one is in custody, and police did not share a description of the vehicle. CPD statistics show there have been 45 shootings in the 6th District so far this year, which is down from this time last year. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A truck driver is facing multiple criminal charges for a crash a week ago that killed a DeKalb County sheriff's deputy.
State police say 44-year-old Nathan Sweeney of DeKalb was under the influence of drugs last Thursday night, driving his Kenworth semi when the truck swerved off the road, slamming into the back of a squad car that was parked on the shoulder. It happened on Illinois Route 23 in Waterman. Deputy Christina Muzzle was critically injured and later died. Sweeney is charged with one count of reckless homicide and three counts of aggravated DUI causing death. He was initially given citations for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident, improper lane usage, and operating an uninsured motor vehicle. He was not injured. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Although voters rejected the Bring Chicago Home referendum affecting high-end properties last month, the mayor found some support for the idea on LaSalle Street yesterday as he announced a revitalization plan.
Mayor Johnson wants the city council to approve subsidies to assist developers in renovating four older office buildings and converting some floors into market-rate and affordable residential units. The mayor was asked if the proposal to hike the real estate transfer tax to raise money to help the homeless might scare away other developers. He says this project suggests otherwise.
The whole point of today and all of our efforts, whether it's Bring Chicago Home or reimagining and repurposing historic buildings, is to address the fact that we have not just a homeless crisis in Chicago and throughout the country, but we have an affordability crisis.
And a major developer there pointed out there already is a transfer tax around the country, and Chicago's is now lower than competing major cities. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Workers at another Chicago Starbucks have voted to unionize. The latest involves the Starbucks at 58th and Western, the 23rd in the state to unionize since 2021. Employees at 420 Starbucks stores in 43 states and the District of Columbia have voted to join Workers United Union.
Chicago officials in NASCAR are unveiling traffic plans for this year's street race in Grant Park.
Officials say they're reducing major road closures by nearly a week compared with last year. Setup and teardown is expected to last from June 26th to July 15th. The race is scheduled for July 6th and 7th. Most of Grant Park will remain open and accessible, including Buckingham Fountain, Butler Field, and Lower Hutchinson Field. Maggie Daly Park, the museum campus, and the Cancer Survivors Garden will also be open. And the city says all businesses and homes near the race course will be accessible. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Some Illinois legislators say law enforcement could face a monumental task of criminalizing AI-generated child pornography.
How do you criminalize child porn images that may be fake? The Tribune says state lawmakers and others debating the issue this week realize the gathering storm that AI, used for evil intent, creates. Jennifer Gong Gershowitz, a Glenview Democrat, is quoted as saying, while no real child may have been harmed at the AI-generated content, it normalizes abusive behavior. The Attorney General's office decided to introduce amended legislation to the state's child porn law. Anyone receiving or accessing AI images of children under the age of 18 could go to prison, and producing or reproducing those images could lead to a longer prison term. Keith Johnson, 105.9 WBBM.
Three more women are suing a former Chicago OB-GYN, accusing him of sexually assaulting them while they were patients.
I just want to ask Fabio Ortega, why is it he did that to me?
Eric Amato spoke at a news conference at the downtown law offices of Romanucci and Blandin. She is among the hundreds of women who say they were assaulted during examinations by OB-GYN Dr. Fabio Ortega.
I'm going to speak for me and for all the ladies that went through the same thing with him. We're looking for justice.
About three dozen former patients have now sued Ortega and the hospitals where he worked, North Shore and Swedish, now under Endeavor Health. But only two women's allegations were criminally prosecuted, resulting in Ortega's guilty plea. He served 1 year. Attorney Tamara Holder says the abuse goes back decades.
We know that he sexually assaulted multiple patients day in and day out.
Endeavor Health released a statement to WBBM, which said in part that it is committed to reviewing individual claims, and it also says Fabio Ortega is no longer affiliated with Endeavor Health. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
A new report shows Chicagoland's lost tens of thousands of jobs since the start of the pandemic.
The data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says the Chicago area is among the bottom 10 metro areas that have seen a combined total of more than 1 million workers leave since February 2020. Cranes reports the Texas cities of Austin, Dallas, and Houston all rank among the top 10 metro areas, which have seen a combined gain of 1.6 million workers over the past 4 years. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBB.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.